Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everyone else. Margaret Mead.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and it's such an honor to be here just talking to all of you. I hope you find this show super helpful as you journey through whatever your wellness journey is. All of our journeys are so different, and it's so important that we acknowledge that and that we help each other on these different paths. And such an important element of that journey is through education and self-discovery. This episode is all about sort of shortcutting that self-discovery path and using this very simple tool and book put out by Dr. Carolyn Mine to help you discover exactly what your body needs to live its best version of itself. This concept of different body types relates to weight loss, dieting, but also just overall health and also your spiritual journey or personal journey or whatever you want to call what makes you you, what makes you unique, and what helps you shine and be the best version of yourself. We're going to be talking about what those different body types are, how they relate to you, and a little bit about how essential oils can help on that journey as well. I'm so excited to introduce to you again, Dr. Carolyn Mine on the show. But first, let's pull a recipe out of our ever quickly growing DIY dugout from Rachel M. in Cary, North Carolina. Rachel's recipe is the Cozy Sleep Blend. She uses this blend to help her mind stop wandering at night, help her get to sleep right away. To make the Cozy Sleep Blend, just use 2 drops of lavender, 3 drops cedarwood, and 3 drops dream catcher. Put into your diffuser next to your bed and dream away. Thanks, Rachel, for that recipe. And I look forward to reading everyone else's amazing recipes here on the DIY Dugout. Well, I'm here with Dr. Carolyn Mine from bodytype.com to talk all about her truly revolutionary online test that is so cool. It analyzes your specific body type to help you know what works best for you to live a truly healthy lifestyle. Now, some of you might remember Dr. Mine from her previous interview on the show about her book, Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils. That's episode 22. So I recommend you check that one out. And I have to say, Caroline, that has been to date one of my favorite episodes here on the show and probably our most referenced episode to date for sure. It just seems to, your book comes up so often. It's just such a staple in like every oily household. So it's great to have you back. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm so excited to talk about your body type test and concept. So let's just dive in. I want to know more about it. What motivated you to write your book, Different Bodies, Different Diets?
What I was finding is I could not give a person a blanket diet as far as my practice was concerned. It was true with my own experience, and I'm sure this is an experience that we've all had, and we're looking at what foods are going to support me. And so when you start looking at diet, what happens is every diet book you pick up contradicts the one you just put down. So how do you know what's going to be right for you? And it wasn't until I had a patient bring in a book that looked at the various different glandular systems that it started making sense to me. And so this particular book used the glandular system as a regulatory system. And so there were adrenal, pituitary, thyroid, as far as the different types. And then there was another one, gonadal, that was present for women, but not for men. That was my first clue. There was something missing here. And then as I started working with it, I found that that really made sense for me. And as I started working with different people, this started putting things in perspective, and then I started adding different body types based on what I was finding. Like, if one gland can be dominant, why can't another? And that's how I ended up developing the 25 body type system. It's based on your dominant gland, organ, or system. It's something that you're born with, and it's there for the rest of your life. What I was finding is one diet does not fit everybody, and even though we know specific good dietary practices, the question was, what are the specific things that I need to do? Like, when do I eat fruit? When do I eat protein? Which ones do I do? And that's what the diet really answers.
So what I'm understanding is you have basically categorized 25 different specific body types that everyone is born with, but that specific body type is going to be dominant for you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, that's fascinating. Now, does this concept only apply to people who want to lose weight, or is this bigger than that?
It's much larger. That's why I ended up writing the book, because I was finding people who had followed diets, lost weight, but then once they started going back to their regular eating plan, what they were finding is they put on not only the weight they'd lost, but then extra. What I was looking for was not a diet that's how do you lose 10 pounds in 3 weeks, but more, what's the diet that's going to support you for the rest of your life, whether you want to gain weight, you want to lose weight, or you want to maintain weight.
Fascinating. Now, I was very lucky that you sent me a link to take the test myself, and I was really surprised how simple the test was. It was not a lot of questions, but very targeted questions, which I thought was really interesting. And so my result is I'm a blood body type. So maybe we can use that as sort of an example throughout the show. So I was reading about my body type, and it was fascinating how on point it was for so many of my characteristics. Do you want to maybe tell our audience a little bit more about there's 25, so we can't go over them all, but what are some of the kind of broad differences between all these body types?
Well, the biggest difference I found with the different body types is what time of day is best for you to eat fruit, which is a big question. For some people, it doesn't make any difference. Sometimes if they eat fruit in the morning for breakfast, then it throws off their metabolism for the rest of the day. But it's one of the things that they're not really that aware of. And another one is protein. For some, it doesn't make any difference, but for certain types, like the pituitary type, for example, they do not digest protein well in the evening. And that's typically when we eat our largest meal. So for the pituitary body type, if they're eating their protein meal in the evening, then that causes them to put on excess weight. So for them, ideally, they should eat their largest meal in the morning for breakfast. So that means if you're a pituitary, save your dinner for breakfast the next morning, and you can still have family dinners, except focus more on your vegetables and your grains and fruit.
That's interesting. So how are these different body types categorized or analyzed?
One of the things you look for, and how do you gain weight? And for women, what we do is we gain weight in one of three areas. It's either upper body, lower body, or all over. And for men, it's looking at the torso shape. It's going to be thick, thin, or average. And so then there are different physical characteristics that are based on the dominant glandular system.
Interesting. Okay. Now, does your body type ever change throughout your lifetime, or does it stay constant?
Your body type is something you're born with. And what will change is weight gain distribution. So there are some types that can gain weight, like women predominantly in the upper body, or most women will gain weight predominantly in the lower body. And there are certain types that can actually change, like the adrenal body type or the stomach body type, depending on where their focus is in their life. And so if the focus is more outer world masculine energy, then the dominant weight gain will be in the torso. But when they change to family and focus on the home, then the weight gain can shift to the lower body. And there, but the type doesn't change.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Interesting. Now, one of the most fascinating parts of the body type from what I was reading about my results was the personality profile. Can you talk more about that?
This is the part that I found to be the most amazing. While I started out from the dietary area, I was finding that the personality relates to the function of the dominant gland. So for example, with blood, blood circulates throughout the entire system. And literally what it does is it harmonizes the entire body by bringing nutrients into different areas. That's also true when you look at the personality of the blood body type. Harmony is the most important aspect, even to the point where if there is not harmony in the home, it's hard to sleep.
Yeah.
Have you found that to be true?
Yes. Well, we're recording this like 2 days after the election results too. So there's so much disharmony. I cannot sleep. I can't. It's horrible.
Exactly. Because your dominant sense is emotional as opposed to mental, which means you're going to be very sensitive to everyone else's emotions, including the emotions of the nation.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, and if my husband's upset, it's like, I have no reason to be upset. And he's not upset at me, but when he's upset, I find it very hard to be in a good mood as well. Even if it's, you know, I don't take it personally. It's just, I just ache when he hurts, you know, and my children too. It's so hard.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're right in it. And the question is, what are you going to do with this? And one of the things that I found to be very helpful is take sea salt and put that in your bath or shower. And so what I do is I just keep a plastic cup in my shower, put sea salt in there. I'll get wet, put the sea salt on chest and solar plexus, because those are the areas where you're really picking up a lot of energy. Just put the salt on, rinse it off. And it's amazing what effect that has on your body. It's like being able to go down to the ocean.
Wow. Yeah. I'm an ocean baby, and I just always feel so much better after dipping in the ocean.
And part of it is the salt, the sea salt. So my question was, how can I bring the ocean into my nice warm shower with fresh water?
That's great. So, I mean, what if someone's reading their personality profile and they're like, oh, I'm just not liking what I'm reading here. Can you change your personality, or, you know, how do you deal with that?
One of the things that's interesting is your personality profile, or your basic characteristic traits, are who you are. The challenge is, how do you express those aspects? You have a choice. You can express those on the at worst side, or you can express those on the at best side. And if when you read the at worst, you identify with any of those things that you don't like, those are the ones that you can change. And we use those with the essential oils, which is why I wrote Releasing Emotional Patterns with Essential Oils.
So this book, Different Bodies, Different Diets, is almost like your starting point. And then from there, you can really target how the essential oils can help you release those emotional patterns that you're wanting to sort of, I guess, express in a different way. Is that right?
Exactly. And that's why in the oils book, what you'll find is the section on core emotional patterns for each particular body type. And if we want to look at blood, for example, core issues are disharmony, feeling crushed, fear of conflict, and also a feeling of being trapped.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
And what's interesting is we tend to think that everybody else thinks the way we think, because that's our perspective.
Right.
And then what happens is, while we all have all of the emotions, there are certain ones that are more of a trigger for us than they are for other people. And those are the core emotional patterns.
So which oils would you recommend for someone like me that has the blood body type?
First, I would look at, is there, of those four core issues, is there a particular one that really jumps out at you? And if it's disharmony, white angelica is the oil for disharmony. And that would really be good during this particular time when you're picking up everybody else's emotions. Yeah. And you know that it's not yours. And so the other side of disharmony is balance, which means how do you bring things into balance? And what you're doing is you're balancing not only your energy, but the energy in your home, and you're extending that out to where you're bringing balance to the nation. And of course, we know that white angelica is white angel. So it's another way of just really being able to bring that angelic energy into our own being and express that.
I love that. I love that. All right. Adding that to my next order for sure.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Another one that is great is the feeling of being crushed. And a lot of times it's hard to even put your finger on.
Yeah.
It's kind of this overwhelmed, but not quite. It's like everything is coming in on you. And the oil for that one is harmony.
These all seem very similar, like the white angelica, the balance, the harmony, all kind of pointing towards that equilibrium point that we're looking for.
Exactly. Because the essence, again, the essence of the blood is harmony. And how do you bring harmony to everyone you come in contact with?
Right. That's something that you do so well in your work. I'm curious, what body type are you, Carolyn?
My body type is thyroid. And the thyroid is the bridge between the head and the body. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of seeing what problems are there and what do we need to do to solve it? And how do we come up with a real practical way of doing just that?
Well, that's you to a T for sure.
It's really interesting when I was going through the various different body types and writing the profile, I was looking at each one and saying, well, if I could change my body type to a different one, which one would I pick? And when I got through all 25, what I came up with, and this is true not only for me, but every other person I've talked to, is the body type that you are is the one that's absolutely perfect for you because of this is what you came to do this lifetime, and it totally fits with who you are, what you're doing, what your life lesson is, what your experience is. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, those are such beautiful words. Now, obviously, all body types are different and none are worse or better than others. But are there any body types that you see as perhaps more challenging than others for people to deal with in today's society?
It's like every single person has their challenges.
Yeah.
And those are the biggest challenges for that particular person. And so you can look at somebody else and you can say, well, that would be easier. But when you really look at it, it isn't. So it really fits for the individual.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so that's why what your type is what's absolutely perfect for you. And your choice is where are you on the spectrum? Are you on the at best side or are you on the at worst side? And that's one of the reasons I wrote the profile the way I did to separate the characteristic traits so that you could really see what happens when the basic personality profile, the characteristic traits are expressed on the at worst side, and what do they look like at best, which a lot of times is some vague thing and we're not sure where we're going or how to get there.
Yeah. And I've heard you or I've seen you write related to this that knowing your body type sort of shortcuts your road to self-discovery. Do you want to talk about that a little more?
It literally does. When I look at my own personal experience and when I started really delving into personal growth was when I was in college. And so most people go through the life experience of raising a family. And once you've done that, then you finally get to the point where there's time for you and you start really looking at yourself. But I started early on and still, I would say it really took a good 20 years to get to the point of really saying, this is who I am and I know who I am and I know where I'm going. Essentially, what happens with knowing your particular body type, it shortcuts that process. It literally takes 20 years and condenses it into 4 pages.
Wow.
And this is incredible when you're looking at raising your children. Because can you imagine what your life would be like if when you were growing up, your parents knew how to truly support you to be the essence of who you are and live in your fullest potential.
Wow. So does this test also work for kids?
And so with children, depends on how old they are. They don't always show the physical characteristics, but what I have found is personality is there from birth. Uh-huh. And so even with the big book, which is all of the 25 types, a lot of times what parents will do is they will read through the essence of the personality profile. And even from there, they're able to identify their children.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy. And if your kids are preteen, you're going to have enough of the physical characteristics that will show that they can go ahead and do the test.
Great.
And definitely teenagers. So, yeah. When it gets to the point where it's more challenging.
Right. That's great. Well, this has been wonderful. Dr. Mine, where can people go from here?
You can go online. My website is bodytype.com. And there you can take the test and figure out what your body type is. Then you will have the download, which is the personality profile, gives you the diet, basically all the information that you're needing to go. There's also the big book if you're interested in working with a lot more people, or you want to know who everyone else in your family is. And that is also available online. You can also call my office if you have any other questions on anything that comes up. Office number is 858-756-3704. And website is bodytype.com. I also have a free newsletter that I do every month. And that is also one where you can sign up on the website.
Well, great. Well, we'll be sure to put all of that information on the show notes as well. I hope everyone does reach out and follows through to figure out what their body type is. I think this work is so important and it's going to help so many people. So thank you for what you do. And thank you for coming onto the show to share your message with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate you getting the information out for people.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, I'm not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.